and the financial burden that has befallen all of those people in Racine and others who were led to believe that this was going to be the ninth wonder of the world. Remember like yesterday. And Republicans who continue to want to talk about, you know, others. And yet you rarely hear a mumbling word from any of them who about what took place in Mount Pleasant. If you aren't aware, Mount Pleasant, small little town, who really thought they had struck gold. You know, kind of like, you know, finding oil on your property and, you know, an oil reserve underneath your home, you know, wherever you live. And all of a sudden somebody finds it there, and all of a sudden your eyes get big, and all of a sudden you're led to believe that you are going to be wealthy beyond comprehension. And so when these criminals, Scott Walker, Ron Johnson, Donald Trump, Paul Ryan, Rance Priebus, and that group of hustlers brought this plan that there was going to be 13,000 jobs, high-tech jobs, paying $25 and above. And a Taiwanese manufacturing giant was at the root of it. And oh man, the promises that were made. Bought all these properties, all the homes of people. Got Racine County. And again, those people in Mount Pleasant to mortgage the future, the children's future, the children's 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 futures, to have those roads rebuilt and all of those other things. And yet, nothing happened. There's nothing happening there now. I haven't been to the site. From what everything that I've heard about it, it is a massive, massive property. And there's been several other plans or ideas that they were going to make things after these major screen fiasco never happened. And I hear conservative talk show hosts saying, well, it's not on Governor Walker anymore, former Governor Walker anymore, and the Republicans, because the new governor, Tony Evers, is the one who now, you know, has inherited this. He reworked the deal, and so it's his fault now. It's on Democrats. It's not on the Republicans anymore. No. It is still on you. Because you and your allies sold this false bill of goods to really that group of people in Mount Pleasant and Racine moved towards the conservative movement, Republican movement. They were Democrats at one point in time, but after this came through, they felt like they struck gold, and they all became Republicans. And this is the reward. Given that this was supposed to drive community growth, it has caused an awful lot of division in Mount Pleasant and a lot of unnecessary costs, said State Representative Gordon Hintz, a Democrat from Oshkosh who serves on the Wisconsin Economic Development Committee Board, Corporation Board. It's unclear what, if anything, Foxconn is doing at the site, and the company has consistently refused access and tour requests by the Journal Sentinel and other media organizations. Neither village elected officials nor Foxconn executives would comment for this story. In April 2021, the state revised its $2.85 billion contract with the company to create more realistic goals, including the creation of 1,454 jobs, 11% of the original plan. 11% of the original plan of 13,000. You know, how do you recover that? You know, and how do Republicans get out from under that? Man, I remember the victory laps that the Republican Party nationally, again, Donald Trump came here while he was president. And Scott and former Governor Scott Walker, and it was all these victory laps, conservative talk radio nonstop, everything was about Foxconn. And now, barely a bleep from the people who put this in motion, took advantage of tax dollars of those folk in the state. Now, you're not going to hear any conservative or Republican call in on this. They're definitely not going to call in on this because, you know, there's nothing that they can say. They know this was a sham and a scam from the get-go. And yet here it is 5 years later, and nothing is taking place at all. You know, some of you have been to the site. I haven't. I don't know. I certainly would love to see it. But it's kind of like, you know, off limits. What is that site in Las Vegas where they, you know, supposedly saw the space aliens and all of that? I forgot the name of the site. But that's kind of what Mount Pleasant is. You know, Foxconn won't allow people to get a chance to even take a look at it because it will bring back to the surface the wound. You know, the wound is, it's like kind of like a, you know, an open wound that eventually scabs over. You know, that's what Foxconn is. An open wound that 5 years later, it's finally scabbing over. It'll never completely heal because of the commitment for the life expectancies of two or three generations of people in that area who are going to have to pay that. That debt is due. Somebody's got to pay it. And the government's not going to step in and do it. So the people who live in that area have to. A horrible, horrible stain on this state. A horrible, horrible stain, again, on people on the right and even the media who has not done their due diligence in continuing to hammer away at what was done. The fact that all these people were taken advantage of and their lives were turned inside out and upside down and changed forever by some crooks who have all now scattered. You know what happens, man, when you have critters and creatures that have made it into your house and you turn on the light and they like to move around in the dark and you turn on the light and all those creatures and critters scramble. That's what happened with Foxconn. All those creatures who were behind it have now scattered. Won't come back this way, you know, and so that needs to never, ever be forgotten. Here it is 5 years later, and I'm sure if you were one of the people who lived there, you would have never stopped talking about it, have never stopped realizing how somebody could be so low down as to do that and ruin your community. You know, there's some folk who decided to stay. They did not sell their properties, and they're stuck right next to this monstrosity. Anyway, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Take nothing less than the support.